From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. $145,000 bail set for a man accused of threatening his neighbors with a rifle. On Monday, officers with the Eureka Police Department went to the 1200 block of Myrtle Avenue for the report of a subject threatening his neighbors with an assault rifle, and upon arrival, they found 33-year-old Aaron Cummings, who stated that he had a dispute with his neighbors. As a result, it was determined that during the dispute, Cummings pushed his neighbor, causing a minor injury. Cummings then returned to his apartment and displayed an assault rifle from the window of his residence while yelling threats toward his neighbor. Officers located an illegal assault rifle and a handgun in Cummings' residence. The handgun determined to be reported stolen out of the state of Georgia. Cummings taken into custody and now faces a slew of charges. Prosecutors offering Hoopa fisheries biologist Joshua Seth Strange a 12-year prison term in return for a guilty plea to continuous sexual abuse of a child. According to Lost Coast Outpost, Strange, who's been in jail for almost a year on felony child molestation counts that can carry a maximum penalty of life, is a well-known river restoration expert and fisheries biologist. The alleged victim had just turned 9 when he reportedly began sexually abusing her. Continuous sexual abuse of a child can carry possible terms of 6, 12, or 16 years. Green Diamond and Western Rivers Conservancy completing a major land deal to return ancestral lands to the Yurok Tribe and conserve Blue Creek. On Monday, the Yurok Tribe, Green Diamond Resource Company, and Western Rivers Conservancy will celebrate a decade-long, hard-won effort to preserve and place into tribal ownership about 50,000 acres of forests surrounding 4 salmon-sustaining streams, including Blue Creek. In 2006, the two groups and the tribe formed a partnership whose primary objectives were to facilitate the transfer of the land to the tribe and to conserve Blue Creek. Rob Holman, the City of Eureka's Director of Development Services, will resign from his position in the weeks to come. The Redwood Times quotes City Manager Greg Spartz as saying Holman is leaving to pursue his dream of owning his own consulting business. A housing assistance workshop will be held on Thursday from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon at the Journey Church, 95 Bellevue Avenue in Rio Del. If you or someone you know is homeless or at risk of homelessness, assistance will be available to help you submit needed paperwork or otherwise provide important information. There's also one-on-one assistance later in the afternoon, 2 to 4, at City Hall for those making applications for Section 8 housing help. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.